And the eyes of the world, as we have been saying, have turned to the UN. But the eyes of New York drivers focus on the brake lights ahead as the General Assembly brings the annual warning about gridlock. Here's Marla Diamond.
The orange cones are up along 1st and 2nd Avenues, designating lanes for all of those out-of-town guests and their entourages. Gosi, who works at the UN, says although this happens every September, it never gets any easier.
It's going to be a madhouse, right? No, it's going to be like crazy here.
But you have to work here, so you can't avoid it, right?
Right. I have no choice, yes.
So I
drive to work, but sometimes I just take the subway.
Take mass transit. That's the advice of the NYPD. Walk or take a bicycle. As world leaders focus on what to do about climate change, the 1st and 2nd Avenue bike lanes for the first time will remain open. On Manhattan's east side, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.